Thoughts on the Psalms. Psalm 118, verses 22 to 24. Christ and the New Covenant. Well, I know that we're looking at Psalm 118, but this is a prophetic psalm. This section here is messianic. It's quoted or referred to or cited in various places in the New Testament. Matthew 21, Acts chapter 4, Ephesians chapter 2, and 1 Peter chapter 2. That's plenty to be going on with. That's enough to convince us. These verses, and I'll read them to you, clearly refer to the Lord Jesus Christ and the day of the new covenant. This is what the psalmist said. The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this, and it's marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I say this is speaking of Christ and the new covenant. Right? First point. The Christ, when he came into the world, he came to his own and his own welcomed him. No, they did not. He came to his own and his own rejected him. They refused him. And that's what the prophecy says. The stone the builders rejected. Read the Gospels and see. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Sanhedrin, Caiaphas, Annas, and all these people. Did they receive the Christ? Did the Romans receive him? Did the Greeks receive him? Did the Jews receive him? No. He's refused and rejected. The picture is of a stone mason picking up the stones to see if it will fit the wall in the right shape. No, this one isn't it. It won't do. And Christ is rejected and refused by the experts, by the Jews, by the Pharisees, by the Sadducees, by the Sanhedrin. But the second point is, this rejected Christ is in fact become the capstone, the archstone, the final stone to be put in that holds it all together, the chief, the top, the preeminent capstone. Colossians chapter 1, in all things, he has the preeminence. He holds it all together. Though rejected by the Jews, he is the exalted one. And who has done it? Man? No. The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone, yes? How? The Lord has done this. And it's marvelous in our eyes. And he's brought in this new day, that's the third point. This new day, this day of the new covenant. He's fulfilled the old covenant. He's rendered it obsolete. He's rendered the temple obsolete. But he set up the new temple, the new Israel, the new covenant. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is a new era. This is a new age, a new covenant, a new day, a new time. This is the day the Lord has made. And it's all of God. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day of salvation. It's not just for Jew, it's for Jew and Gentile. It's for all sinners everywhere. Anyone who will hear, all are bidden. Come unto me, all you who labor, whosoever will may come. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And let us rejoice in this new covenant, in the Christ who is exalted by God to hold all things together. It's a word for believers, is it not? Oh, brother and sister, let us rejoice in this new covenant. Men argue against it. Men kick it around like a football, arguing about the law and so on. This is something to rejoice in, not something to kick around like a football. Christ in the gospel, the chief stone, preeminent by God. Let us bow before him and rejoice. The Lord has done this, and it's marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And, oh, unbeliever, if you could see what Christ has done, what Christ has accomplished, if you could only know the power of the gospel to save sinners such as you, oh, call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive him as your chief and only capstone. Bow before him as the preeminent one. You then will enter this glorious new covenant with Christ in God, and you too will be able to rejoice. I say it's not a football to be kicked around. It's not something to be debated and just merely treated as a chess game Oh, receive the Lord Jesus Christ, and whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Oh, so saved. Be so call and be saved. The stone the builders rejected, don't reject him anymore. He is the capstone. The Lord has done it. It's marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. It's the gospel day. Oh, rejoice. Rejoice and be glad in it.